there a difference between swamp and marsh?
I don't believe there's too much. I think they're about the same.
Now, what do you call poor sandy soil?
Well, let's see, that would be poor or not fertile.
Alright, but you add, what is loam?
Soil.
Mm-hmm.
Rich soil, dark soil, heavy loam.
I see, that's, is that rich then?
Yes, it is. Heavy loam is very rich.
Okay. And if, you wouldn't have a special name then for poor soil?
Well, I have heard it spoken of as thin soil.
Oh, thin soil, that's interesting. If they want to get the water out of a marsh or swamp, you'd say they're...
ditching.
Okay, and they're, you say they're ditching it, after they finish ditching it, then they are...
covering.
And when the water runs out, you'd say it's...
draining.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what river, are there any rivers or streams around you other than the lake?
Well, of course, there's small tributaries that goes into it.
What are the names of some of those around here?
Well, let me see. We don't have any very close. We have, I believe it's Harper Creek over here is one.
Now, what would you call something smaller than a creek?
Stream or branch.
Okay. Now, is a stream, which is smaller, a branch or a stream?
I'd say branch is larger.
Right. And is there anything smaller than a stream?
No, I don't think so. Don't believe there is.
Okay. And a narrow valley of a small stream, you know, if a stream runs along and the land drops down around it, you might call that a, especially if it's drying up later.
You mean what they call the land?
Mm-hmm. Think of something like a wash or a gully or a ravine.
Well, it'd have to be a ravine.
Alright. Now, what's a gully?
Well, a gully is where it rains, it's washed to, for the want of erosion, you know, mm-hmm. I have seen just always soil washed away nearly and just be like, kind of like a wash bowl.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, you mentioned that one creek. Are there any smaller streams, any name with names, any branches?
Well, nothing much is named except the larger ones, you know. Mm-hmm. The very small streams are not named.
Alright. Now, speaking of elevations of land, you'd say, how would you describe the land around here?
Well, now we do have, not far from here, it was more than 5,000 feet. But I would say that we're about half of that.
About 2,500 feet?
I'd say that's about right.
Uh-huh. And so would you call this, is this the Knobs area in here, or the Knobs behind you?
Mountain.
Those are mountains?
A little mountain, that's the name of it.
Okay, little mountain.